Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we'll be airing a message called, What We Need a Revival Of. While there are many things we can point to that need to be revived in our nation, there is one need that is paramount. As Pastor DeMichael will show from the Scriptures, if America would experience a revival of reading, preaching, and living out the Word of God, the rest of what's lacking in our culture would fall into place. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. Today we're offering a book which Pastor DeMichael has written on the subject of abortion. If you would like to order the book or a CD of today's message, stay tuned until the end of today's program for a phone number and address where you can order either or both. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
All right, let's go ahead and take our Bibles and turn to Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Say, what do I do if I can't find Jonah? Punt. Just step back 15 yards and punt. I remember I said that one time. I was kind of chiding the congregation. I don't know if it was here or not, you know. And it was Amos, you know, and I said, made a couple remarks about not being able to find it. And then I got lost and I couldn't find it. And I'm looking, oh, God, please. Show me famous Amos. Oh, God's leading me to have a testimony. Brother, you got a testimony? Amen. You, brother, read the Word of God for us. Stand up. Read. Amen. Good. Yes, God's been leading me to do this for a long time. Yes, we need to do this. Amen. All right, Amos chapter 8. If you couldn't find it, look on with the person next to you. Amen. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. I want to talk to you this morning on the subject of what we need a revival of. What we need a revival of. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, help us now as I would attempt to preach the word. And Father, I do say attempt because God, I can have an outline. I can say all the right things the right way. But unless, Lord, the Spirit of God anoints this word and you get in on this thing this morning, it's not going to have much power. It's not going to have much effect on our lives. And Father, we didn't come here this morning to get entertained. Father, we didn't come here this morning to socialize. Father, we came here most of all to hear from you. And we thank you, Lord, for the socializing we can do and the laughter we could share together and all the other things that go with being in a service. But God, if we don't hear from you, Lord, we really haven't spent our time profitably. So we ask that you would help us and speak to us. And Lord, help me to preach this word. Help me to say the things that are needed in the way in which they need to be said. And Lord, help us to receive them. Lord, help us to stand in awe of this wonderful book that we call the Word of God, your Bible that you've given to us, your revelation to us, Lord. May we never grow so accustomed to it. May we never become jaded to this wonderful fact that we have the living words of the living God before us. And help us now, Lord, we pray, and just speak to each and every heart that which you would speak. And we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. What we need a revival of. You know, you've heard me say, I believe we need revival in America. And you've probably heard other preachers say it too. Some would say we need a revival of soul winning. And I would go along with that. Some would say we need a revival of missions. Others would say we need a revival of morals, temperance, character, integrity, honesty. We need revival in the family. We need revival in government. We need revival in business and society in general. And on and on and on we could go. And some would suggest political solutions and others programs and seminars and feminars and you have it. And yet this morning, I would say to you that if we had a revival of the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, if we had a revival of the reading and studying of the Word of God, if we had a revival of the memorizing of the Word of God, I believe all these other things that we realize we need a revival of would take care of themselves. Because after all, folks, it starts with the Word of God. And in this portion of Scripture, a sad prophecy is given concerning the nation of Israel that there would be a time where people would want the Word of God, but they couldn't find it. People had gotten so complacent, and the Word of God had been so diminished among God's people that even when people finally did wake up and say, hey, we need the Bible, they couldn't even find it. And they would wander to and fro as in a famine, but not a famine of bread and not a famine of water and not a famine of meat, but a famine of the Word of God. If you take a look at verses 13 and 14 and you look at the background of this prophecy, you'll notice that what's suggested here very strongly in verse 14 when he says, they that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth. And the matter, of Beersheba liveth. He's referencing idols. He's referencing the idol in Samaria. He's referencing the idol in Beersheba. The people had gotten so far away from the Word of God and the words of the prophets, the written word and the spoken word, the oracles of God, that there was a persistent idolatry in the land. And so God said, I'm going to send a famine in the land, a famine of the hearing of the words of God. You know something? People get the idea that God's patience is eternal. Well, folks, God is long-suffering. And I believe this. I believe God is more patient than anybody in this room this morning, including this guy right here. I mean, God's a long-suffering God. Do you know God waited 100 years while Noah built an ark? 100 years. And those people no doubt came and made sport of Noah and his family and mocked him and continued on in their sin and wickedness. And yet for 100 years, God persisted and allowed Noah to preach to those people to come into the ark. They refused, and only Noah and his family, 8 souls, were preserved. But make no mistake about it, while God waited 100 years, there came a point where God said, in the ark, Noah, and then God shut the door, and that was it. And a nation of people can only turn their nose up at the Word of God for so long before God finally says, all right, you don't want my Word? Then I'll just take it away. And folks, you know, we're living in similar times. If some Christian wakes up and says, you know, I really need to get into the Word of God. My life is not where it needs to be, and I've not built it upon the Word of God. He'd have a hard time finding the Word of God. You say, well, wait a minute, preacher. There's Bibles all over this country. You can go to Christian bookstores everywhere. Yeah, go into that bookstore and ask them for the Word of God. Oh, we've got about 30 or 40 different types. Which one would you like? The confusion. The confusion. That's the form that it's taken in the United States in the day and age we live in. I want to suggest to you this morning, we're living in those days parallel to the times that we just read about here in Amos chapter 8. Folks, the Word of God is what we need a revival of in this country. The preaching, the teaching, the reading, the studying, the memorizing, the exalting. It was Sam Jones, a great preacher of a generation gone by, who said, I believe every word in the Bible. I accept everything between the lids of the book. I have good reason for my faith. It was Andrew Jackson who said, the Bible is the rock on which our republic stands. It was Queen Victoria who said, this book is the secret of England's greatness. Back in her day. It was George Washington who said it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. It was Thomas Jefferson who didn't even believe the Bible the way Christians believe the Bible. He said, I have said and always will say that the studious perusal of the Bible will make better citizens, better husbands, and better fathers. It was Theodore Roosevelt, the great president. and man of rugged integrity and character who said, almost every man who has by his life work added to the sum of human achievements of which the race is proud has based his life work largely upon the teachings of the Bible. It was Patrick Henry, the great patriot and strong Christian, who said, the Bible is worth all other books which have ever been printed. It was Charles Dickens, the great writer, who said the New Testament is the very best book that was ever or ever will be known in the world. It was Sir Isaac Newton, the scientist, who said there are more sure marks of authenticity in the Bible than there is in any profane history. And it was Daniel Webster, the great thinker and educator, who said, if there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for installing in me an early love of the Scriptures, the Word of God, the greatness of the greatest book on earth. Folks, in order for this book to permeate our society, it first must permeate the church.
We want to thank you for being with us today. It is our hope and prayer that today's program is truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled, What We Need a Revival Of. As Pastor DeMichael has demonstrated, the most important need in our nation today is a revival of the reading, preaching, and living of the Word of God. Most of the social ills that we might be concerned about are only symptoms of our culture's departure from the biblical principles that America was founded on. As we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this week we're offering an excellent book which Pastor DeMichael has written entitled, Abortion, Come Now and Let Us Reason Together. The book presents a strong case against abortion based on both scriptural and scientific arguments. The book is free to you, and today's message on CD is available for a suggested contribution of $5. Our address is Treasures of Truth, care of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, 1300 South Terry Avenue, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. Our phone number is area code 208-888-4545. Our webpage address is www.tvbc.org. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church. We welcome you to our services on Sunday at 9:15 a.m. for Sunday school, at 10:30 a.m. for morning worship and preaching, at 5:45 p.m. for Bible preaching and teaching, and also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for more Bible preaching and teaching.